Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts with your local emergency operations center with the COVID update for September 2nd, 2020. The total number of Wrangell cases to date are 18. We currently have 2 cases that are in isolation. The case count for the entire state of Alaska is 6,160 cases to date. That's an increase of 514 cases from last week's update. To date, 225 people have required hospitalization. That includes 14 new hospitalizations over the last week. To date, 39 people have died, and 2 of those deaths have occurred over the last week. For more data, you can visit the COVID Data Hub at covid19.alaska.gov. Masks are available at public buildings around town. The library has masks in children's and adult sizes, and they can be reached at 874-3535. The fire hall also has masks available and can be reached at 874-3223. Local businesses have also been selling masks in a variety of sizes and styles. Businesses and individuals can also pick up hand sanitizer from City Hall. Just show up with your empty bottles and you can refill them. The type that is available is Envirotech's Backstop 3A, which contains 70% ethanol. Thanks to the city for continuing to offer this resource. Thank you also to those of you who showed up to the weekend community testing clinic. We hit a record high of 85 people this last weekend. It's a great opportunity for students and athletes to get tested prior to returning to school or participating in small group activities or practices. Community testing continues to be offered on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3 at the clinic parking lot. This is free testing for individuals who do not have any symptoms. You can attend as many weekends as you want. If you have symptoms, please call the clinic at 874-4700. The current turnaround time for tests is averaging about 3 days from the time the test is received at the lab. I have a few announcements from the Economic Development Director. Applications are due for the Wrangell Cares Small Business Grant and the Wrangell Cares Targeted Business Grant by September 15th. Wrangell fishermen are eligible to apply under the Small Business Grant. The deadline date may be extended, but please do not delay with your application. The Economic Development Committee is discussing grant modifications, extensions, and new programs, and any changes or additions that will be published as soon as finalized. Applications can be found on the WrangellCOVID19.org website. Please email wrangell@wrangell.com for questions. Please count for Wrangell. The COVID-19 pandemic has affected response rates for the census across Alaska, and Wrangell is no exception. Only 40.7% of households have responded thus far. In 2010 census, we had at least 58% response rate, so we are way behind. Due to the delay in packets being delivered to households, some of the earlier online responses without the identifier number may not yet be associated with a household. Census enumerators may call on you in person or leave a note to ask the questions again, so please bear with them and respond. A high response rate will determine funding for Alaska and Wrangell programs over the next 10 years in health, education, transportation, and other areas. Please count for Wrangell. And lastly, we are 6 days away from school reopening. Keep up the good work, Wrangell, so those kids returning to in-person learning can do so safely, so our hardworking teachers and school staff can stay healthy, so our healthcare workforce can continue to care for patients, so our businesses can keep providing goods and services, and so our neighbors and friends can stay well. We'll talk to you next week, Wrangell.